over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 23. I'd like to deal with only two verses there this morning. I sure am glad I'm in an old-fashioned church today, and the lights are on, and people's got their hands a-waving. I sure am glad we got the Word of God up on the sacred desk today. Something that we can count upon. So good to see you young families here with these children. I want to tell you, as your man of God, thank you for having your children out today. Bringing them, those that cannot drive, to hear the Word of God. I appreciate this precious family traveling a long way to encourage our hearts this morning. It does me good to see you throw your hands toward glory world, realizing you have a hope that lives inside. You may be here today and you don't have that hope. You can leave with that hope. It's found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 23. What many of you don't know, last night there were 14 men scattered in this building praying where you'd come and sit this morning. We don't take church lightly. This is just not something that we do. This is who we are. I don't intend of changing the old paths. Many have. I'm going to stay with what's worked for me for 28 years at this place. And I'm going to exalt Jesus and love on sinners. And I'm going to enjoy the good grace of God in this last fourth quarter of life. Maybe in the fifth quarter, I don't know, but I know one thing. I'm going to preach this before I leave here this morning. It's just a joke. Boy, it's good to be saved. It's good to have each other. A lot of people went to bed Thursday, Friday night, thought they had everything. Woke up and it was in shambles that morning. I'm glad God has spared us through another storm. You may be facing a storm spiritually today. But today, if you'll harden not your hearts, there's help for you in this day, in this hour. Matthew 23, verse 37. I'd like to deal again with one of the double name mentions in our Bible. We've dealt through, I think this is our 11th sermon on these double named mentions. We've dealt with Abraham, Abraham, Simon, Simon. Saul, Saul, Martha, Martha. I ought to preach that again this morning. Samuel, Samuel, Jacob, Jacob, Moses, Moses. Oh, Brother Mike, that Sunday, my God, my God. Then Lord, Lord, last Sunday, brother, brother. But this morning I want to preach, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Matthew 23, 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often, underline that, would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. You may be seated this morning. Brother Mike, pray for us as we preach this morning. Would you pray? Matthew 23. I am so thrilled about our church right now. I feel like through this pandemic, this crisis that has come, God has allowed it for a reason. God has adjusted our lives. God has brought us down to where we see that we cannot have anything without Him. Would you please give me your attention, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Here, Christ, we see, first of all, there's a heart that is desiring. A heart that is desiring. Look the way the writer wrote in verse 37. He simply says, oh. It don't have an H on the end of that. I looked that up and it simply means this. It means to call someone to overflow with something. In other words, it had got so big in his heart when he looked at Jerusalem. When he looked at you and me, when he looked as a people, as a nation, it overwhelmed his heart and he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Here we see the heart that is desiring. I'm glad we have a Savior that has a big heart. You see, the Bible says that Jesus has a lowly heart. In Philippians 2 and verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Amen. This morning there's a heart that is desiring. I'm going to say, Jesus came lowly. Jesus came holy. And Jesus came solely. Jesus became as a lamb that was led to the slaughter. Can you imagine the love of God for you and I? That God loved us enough that He gave His only begotten Son. He sat in the palaces of heaven, but He was born in a lowly stable. Walked in this world for some 33 years. Went up on a cross and died for your sin and my sin. And honey, it don't matter what I've done in days gone past. I'm glad the blood of Jesus has washed me clean this morning. I'm glad my sins are gone because of the humble and lowly Jesus. We see here, oh Jerusalem, there is a heart that is desiring. Verse 37, we see there is a hand that is declaring. He said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them, look, which are sent unto thee. There's a hand that is declaring. The prophets that were sent, Jesus said, I loved mankind so much. Not only Jerusalem, my people. But I loved mankind in such a way, I not only have a heart that is desiring, but I have a hand that is declaring. Look at the prophets that I've sent to hear the word of God to you. Prophets like Elijah, Elisha, Daniel, Hosea, Micah. Could you imagine Ezekiel? What about Isaiah? What about Jeremiah, the weeping prophet? He said, I'm going to tell you, the hand that is declaring, I've sent unto you the word of God because I love you. Yes, sir. We're so blessed because we have the word of God. Amen. Young people, the greatest things that you'll ever have in your hand all week is the word of God. And oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Notice this, there's a heart that is desiring, there's a hand that is declaring. But in verse 37, he uses a hen that is describing. We see here one of the greatest metaphors in the Bible. Many times Jesus illustrated things by metaphors. That means that he takes something and he shows a process through that. He uses this metaphor of this hen that is describing. He says this in verse 37, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Jesus referred to this hen. He says, this hen is just not an egg layer. But this hen does something. I don't know if you've ever been raised around the farm life and you can really understand this metaphor of what Jesus is instructing. But he said, I loved you so much. He said, how often would I have gathered you? How often, I asked you today, how often has Christ dealt with you? How often has He sent you the Word of God? And we turn around and we walk out and we go back about our business. How often have you heard the voice of God speak to your soul? Many of you sit here today, some of you with grievances and hard hearts, some of you with disasters and things that you're facing. How often has He called to you? How often? As a hen would gather her chickens. You know, I've noticed you'll take a mama hen and she is gazing. She's totally always watching her little ones. I was raised around Grandpa. We had a hen house. And I've noticed some of those hen nests, you would see the eggs that were laid. If that hen never came back and brought them little chicks into life, something happened to that hen. Something had caught her or devastated her. What Jesus is saying, as the hen loves her babies, so does God love us. And so does God love Israel. And He said, how often would I have gathered you under my wings? I'm reminded this morning in the book of Psalms 91 and 4, I must read this. He shall cover thee with His feathers. And under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. This morning, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, there is a heart that is desiring. There's a hand that is declaring. There's a hen that is describing. We notice the gazing of the hen, but then you'll notice the gathering of the hen. He said, how often when I gathered you under my wings. How often would He have helped you if you had allowed Him to help you? I've always had this principle and policy in my life. Those that I've reached to, and many times they didn't reach back. It wasn't me, it was their fault. And to you this morning, it's not God's fault that you're not saved. God has sent you word after word. And He said, how often I would have done something for you that nobody else would have ever done. I'm glad we've got the heart of God in our Bible this morning. That He loved me enough. When I'd turn Him off, He would keep calling to me. I would go to sermon after sermon, living a wicked and ungodly life, hiding things in my heart. But God kept calling. God kept drawing. God kept moving. I'm glad God can gather this morning. How often? Mom and daddies, how often has God tried to reach you and you rejected His wings? Young people, I know you think you have a whole life ahead of you. But I've preached young funerals. I've preached old funerals. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but we know today we can be saved by the grace of God if we'll trust the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Amen. Repent of our sins and trust Him out of our heart. This morning, as this hen, she is gazing. This hen is gathering. If you've ever noticed when trouble would come, some of you ought to watch a video. That mama hen will simply, she'll make a little noise and wring her wings and them little babies run right under her wings. I was reading of the forestry fighters that had a forest fire break out in California. It had come into a man's farmland and they were there looking at the ruins. They looked and they seen a burnt rumble and one of the firemen took by his boots and he seen this rumble and he kicked it and out from under that charred body, little chicks run out from the mother. What are you saying? I'm glad we got a God this morning that will spread His wings and all of His children can run underneath and be protected in this day and this hour. Oh, the hen is gazing. The hen is gathering. The hen is guarding. As a little child, Brother Michael, Brother Mark, Grandpa had a big hay barn. He had a little hen house. The layers was in there. It was in my job, two things. I'd bring the milk to the barn, and I'd have to go get the eggs up. Brother Steve, I remember as a little old boy, I'd be about Parker's age or Sophie's age, and I'd go in that hen house, and I'd reach in them empty nest boxes and get those eggs. But if there was a hen sitting in that nest box, you better not reach your little hand in that place. Because, honey, she was a guarding them babies. Can I tell you, mamas, you need to get back to guarding your babies and raising them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. You just don't lay them and leave them. You bring them up by the good grace of God this morning. Well, I'll never forget that old hen pecking me. I was terrified of a pecking hen. Pastor of the Baptist Church, I'm still terrified of pecking hens. Somebody say amen. Oh, this morning. Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. There's a hand that is declaring. He said, I've sent prophets. I've sent preachers. A lot of you know a lot of the old men of God in this area that's in heaven. Brother Monroe Wiggins, I think about him a lot. He preached revivals all across this community. You can ask any of your forefathers. They heard of that preacher. God raised him up in a little settlement here in the edge of Carroll County in East Alabama. He had thundered out the Word of God, had the power of God upon him. Sinners would fall under conviction and be saved by the grace of God. God loved the people enough that He raised up preachers to tell you what thus saith the Word of God. Oh, there was a heart that was desiring. Can I tell you, this may have never dawned on you, but sir, God loves you. It don't matter what you've done back yonder. God loves you. And God can forgive you of everything you've ever done. Don't hold my sin up to me. My sin are gone by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a heart that is desiring. There's a hand that is declaring, a hen that is describing. But look at verse 37. There's a heart that is denouncing. He said this, and underline it. I'm done preaching. He said, how often would I? Let's park right there just a minute. How often would he have? The people died and went to hell last night. The judgment bar of God, they can look at this and realize how often you tried to reach me, God. Do you think you're going to live forever? We're all going to die and meet God. How often would I have gathered you, families? Look how much better it could be if you'd just submit to Christ. Look how much better your life and your homes could be if Jesus would be the central focus of everything in your home. How often did I try? How often would I have gathered you? One of the saddest verses in the Bible. What's this? Even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings. And here's the statement. Here's why you'll die and go to hell in your sins. And you would not. See, man has responsibility. Christ died for all. You die and go to hell in your sins. You're going to give an account to God for His Son. Because He gave everything He had to get you saved. And He said, you know what? I would, but you would not. I've never met a person yet. I've never talked with a person yet, talked about meeting God in their dying days. This is what they'd always say, "Preacher, I want to and I will someday. I will someday." I've never met a man said, "No, I want to meet God on my own justice." I've never met a man that has not told me, "Preacher, I intend to." But you, let me tell you something. Not only in your will do you want to, but you got to realize you want to today. Your will of wanting to tomorrow won't get you saved. But your will of wanting to this morning can get you saved today. How often would I have gathered you? Young men, I wish you could listen to me this morning. Let me save you a lot of heartache and pain at your home. I wished I would have started earlier than when I did, where Jesus was a centerpiece of my home. How often would He have gathered me? Look what I've missed. Young people, it's not what you miss by serving God. It's what you're going to miss by not serving God. How often? Now underline this. He said, how often would I have done something, but ye would not. Listen to this old preacher, and I'm done. You can never blame anything on God because He's given you an opportunity. Miss Patricia, I want you to...